Well, as you know, I don't watch James Bond movies, so I've got no idea who this person is. So I'll just say 78.
78. Not bad. Not bad. Let's get to Craig Gabriel. He loves this game. Let's be honest. If there's a James Bond of the tennis circuit, it would be our very own Craig Gabriel. Craig, good morning.
Shaken but not stirred. yeah, that's a disgrace that you don't watch James Bond. Seriously.
Nah, I mean, zero interest.
On Her Majesty's Secret Service was the first James Bond film I ever saw. And Diana Rigg, Dee Dee to her friends, she was 82. Her birthday was on the 20th of July. But that's not actually her real first name.
A what?
No. She was made a dame, but her full name is Enid. Enid Diana Elizabeth Rigg. So there's a bit of background just some of her friends would know.
Dee Dee's friends, yeah.
Yeah, but I used to love... She used to star opposite Patrick McNee in the Avengers.
Yes.
The real Avengers, not this cartoon rubbish that they're on the big screen at the moment. And she was unbelievable. Mrs. Peel was her name on the Avengers in the 60s. That was a great series. A little bit out there, but it was a great series. Beautiful lady, Diana Rigg.
Yes, well played by you. You know people. You are so impressive with who you hang out with.
Lost a friend with her. I mean, and then there's a connection, 6 degrees of separation, with Diana Rigg and Pam Shriver.
Well, what's happened there?
Well, George Lazenby played James Bond
on
Her Majesty's Secret Service, and George Lazenby was, as you said, married to Diana Rigg's character in that James Bond film. It was right at the end. She was shot and killed, and his line in that was, "She's just sleeping." But George Lazenby married Pam Shriver.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, they're divorced now, but they were married, yeah.
Well, you are just a raging river of knowledge is what you are, and I'm appreciative of that. That's outstanding background info from you, Craig Gabriel.
Yep.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done indeed. What's happening in tennis?
Oh, nothing. No, I don't think at the moment. There's still a couple of hours to go before play gets underway in the women's semifinals. Naomi Osaka will be the first one on against Jennifer Brady. They've played once. It was in Charleston in South Carolina in 2018, the year that Osaka went on to win the U.S. Open. And Osaka won on that occasion. Brady has had a great run. She's not lost a set. The only one of the four women left in the semifinals that has not lost a set, but that's going to change today. I think Osaka will win in straight sets. And then after that, you got Mums Incorporated all over again. For the first time in tennis history, back-to-back matches, certainly the major, have been played with two mums against one another. Yeah, Serena Williams defeated Svetlana Pironkova, and now she's playing Victoria Azarenka, who's also a mother.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 18-4 is the head-to-head in Serena's favour.
Well, and that's the number I was going to go to. And then further to that, I think, even though I think at the markets, if you want to play those games, Victoria Azarenka is a short price, a slight favourite over Serena Williams. The way she's playing has been quite devastating. But is it 10-0 Serena's way in major championships?
Yeah.
Boy.
The two, I mean, as far as the US Open is concerned, the two that stand out in my mind, I remember watching them so well, were the two finals that they played in 12 and 13, and they were great matches. The last time they played was in Indian Wells last year. It was 7-5, 6-3 to Serena. Now, Victoria said it wasn't a great match because both of us were still pretty new coming back. Now, I would dispute that because I thought it was a great match from memory. I really enjoyed watching that match between the two of them. Straight sets, sure, wasn't a three-set nail-biter cliffhanger, but I was in Indian Wells when that match was played, and I really enjoyed watching that one.
So where are you leaning for those two games? You said that Naomi will take out the first one. What about Serena and Vika?
Look, I think Serena might get through. Yeah, I think she... I wouldn't be surprised if it goes to three sets, but I think Serena might get through on this one.
And that's today's action.
Played a great match yesterday. Absolutely outstanding. She thumped the living daylights out of Elise Mertens, 6-1, 6-love.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a clinic. I was watching a bit of that. She put on a bit of a clinic there, did Vika. So that's the semi-final action today in the women's. Tomorrow's semi-final in the men's is interesting. We talked about Carreño Busta and Zverev's clash after Carreño Busta obviously had the walkover over Novak and then defeated Denis Shapovalov in the quarters in a five-setter. So it took him a bit of work. He's got Zverev coming up. And then Alex Dimonar played Dominic Thiem yesterday and really, well, he was there, but not really putting up too much of a fight. Dominic Thiem was outstanding.
Dummy was absolutely, he was just on fire yesterday. Some of the tennis he played was quite sublime, and especially the match, the way he played that match point. It's not that Dimonar played badly. He was just outplayed. He was not given any chances. There was a bit of a slight glimmer in the third set, but that was so slight. And even he said, look, there was a net cord that didn't work in Alex's favor. And he says, not that was necessarily going to change anything, but it would have been good to get that, and then maybe we see what happens. But Domi was just absolutely on fire. And this was going to be interesting to see when he comes up against Daniil Medvedev, who hasn't lost a set. Like Brady on the women's side, Medvedev hasn't lost a set on the men's side, and the only one in that situation. He was also outstanding against Andrei Rublev, which was, you have to say, would have been a more experienced, a bit more of a tougher opponent. That's not knocking Alex. Alex has got to develop into his body a lot more and get more experience, whereas Rublev has already won two titles this year. And Medvedev was fantastic in that match. But what I really liked about Alex yesterday is his comments afterwards when I spoke with him. And he was saying, you know, I believe I deserve to be here. I want these. These are the majors. These are the titles I really want. And his quote was, I wish I could just flick a switch and have it now.
I think the interesting thing, Craig, with Dominic Thiem is that when he's hot, he can string together an hour and a half of tennis, which is, you know, he can actually match it with the absolute best in the world, the top three, but it's whether he can do it over a longer period of time, 3 hours rather than 90 minutes. So when you reflect back on Alex's performance, do you just say, Dominic was hot, or was Alex slightly disappointing considering the opportunity that presented for him?
What I was saying is that Thiem didn't give Dimonar any opportunities. I mean, apart from that one slight opening, and it was so slight, in the third set, he didn't give him any chances. That's how good he was. And you know, even Dimonar was saying, you know, you can see how Thiem has developed into his body. He's so strong. He's so tough. His physio is a longtime friend of mine, Alex Stober, and Stober is amazing. I mean, the work that he puts into Thiem, so that was the big difference. And, you know, Thiem was full of praise the other day about Dimonar. He said, the first time I played him, he was a skinny kid. Now he's a man. You know, so the thing is, Alex is developing, absolutely. And, you know, the more he fills out, we know how fast he is around the court and the heart that he's got. It's only positive stuff that's coming up for Dimonar.
So, Craig, just on that, just on Alex, you mentioned he just wants to flick a switch.
Yep.
Do you see him still getting better as he continues to obviously progress through his career, or is what we're seeing now is his limits?
Oh, no. The sky's the limit, really, for Alex, because of his drive and his determination and what he wants to achieve and his belief. And he's been ranked inside the top 20. He's a little out of the... He's inside the top 30 now. I think about 28 or so. You see the 21. So there's unbelievable scope for improvement and development. There's no doubt about it. And I think the mere fact that he wants it badly and he's pressing for it, that's the positive. I just hope it doesn't get to a stage where he wants it so much that it starts to affect him mentally. And you know, that's the balance that these players have got to strike.
Craig, we're looking forward to a very strong weekend of tennis, so we appreciate your insight as always. And the update on DD's life as well. It was nice. We appreciate that. Have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
See you guys.
Craig Gabriel covering the US Open for us on The Breakfast Club.